Good morning, Shabbos. We're learning Kalkal from we finished the Siman Tezayin, where the Chayyim discussed that this idea that we're saying there's a heter of Sikresha, real Akhman of Sikresha, he seems to only be comfortable to rely on it when you're dealing with something which is Aster Mir Rabbanon. So there is this sort of a Mir Lakhman of the Rabbanon. But in a case where the mirror is not direct, the mirror is only through psik ratio, so you're asking the non-Jew to do X, and the issur d'rabbanan is coming about through psik ratio. So in that situation, one can be makel, because the Nishma Sadami explains he's only willing to accept this surah that in conjunction with the fact that ein bishul achar bishul mikir adin, and many rishonim hold ein bishul achar bishul. Especially according to the understanding of the Yomar Shita, is that he holds Mikra Din and Bishal Achar Bishal, and that which you need Loni Son of the Gamri is Din Rabbanon. He says, and therefore, when you're dealing with raw food, when you're dealing with a Bishal Daraisa, this Swara that Amir Lahakum and Psigratia is Mutter, he does not want to rely on that. I do want to point out that in the Mishabur, when he presents this Swara, when they present this Torah, they do not limit this to only to Kesev Nisid Rabbanon. They seem to be willing to understand this Torah applies even when you're dealing with Nisid Daraisa. So, i.e., you're asking a goy to do an action which is mutter, and there's a psik ratio that out of that action which is mutter, Nisid Daraisa will take place. But you do not ask him to do that, and that's not necessarily his intent to do that for that purpose. But it's happening. So is that going to be mutter? We said two, again, we review, we said two large explanations why that's true. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's lacking in the shlichus. I asked you to do X, I never asked you to do Y. See, even though Y is inevitable, I did not ask you to do that. And this story of Amir Lahakim is based on the idea that the non-Jew becomes like the shlich of the Jew. And therefore, in this case, where there was no shlichus, there's no problem of the non-Jew doing that. And that will work even on the level of the Raisa. The Mishaburus had a different explanation, that even though psikration under Rabbanon is usher, again, this is an idea which is mentioned in the beginning of Shin Yudal, there's a machlokes, whether psikration applies to Rabbanon at all. And there is a shita which holds that the isur, by the Rabbanon, the only usher that a person does it explicitly, intentionally, not through psikration. But and that's the opinion of the Truma Sadesh, which the Ramah quotes, the Mechaber quotes, and the Ramah says, no, we are not make it like that. Sikresh applies to the Rabbanon. The Shabur points out that multiple Achronim support the Ramah, that there is a problem of Sikresh by the Rabbanon. But by the Rabbanon of Amir Lahakam, which is it's a much more makel type of a Rabbanon, because there's no mice involved, it's just the dibur. So over there, we're going to make and say the psikration by the Rabbanon doesn't apply. Again, the melacha, you're asking the scenario again. You're asking the non-Jew to do something which is mutter. There's a psikration that an issur d'oraisa is going to take place. But you're not doing it, the goy is doing it. So the issur is an issur d'rabbanon of Amir Lahakam. It's a psikresha of the Rabbanon is also psikresha. And this Rabbanon is an exception, because this Rabbanon is different than all other Rabbanon's, where a person is doing something himself, albeit what he's doing is not Asher Midoraisa. Over here, he's not doing anything at all. He's just asking the non-Jew to do it. So it's a more makel type of a Rabbanon, and therefore psikresha is not going to be Asher. And that's talking about even with the malacha that we're concerned about is the raisa. This Amir Lakim is a Rabbanon, and this is a more lenient Rabbanon, so psikration doesn't apply to it. So both of those swores would apply, not like the Chayonim, which is saying that he's only being makel in this swara in conjunction with the fact that we're not dealing with a malacha the raisa. The psikration is on and something which is at most a Rabbanon. So Allah Maisa, we are more makel than what the Chayyarim said, and Amir La'akum is Sikresh is mutter. Now, a fascinating example of this would be the Chara. A person, by mistake, left the lights on in the refrigerator, and he wants to ask an angel to open the door of the refrigerator, the secret of the light will go on. So even if it's an incandescent bulb, which is a malacha deraisa, turning on an incandescent bulb, but it's being done through a secret, you didn't ask the goy to turn the light, you asked them to open the door of the refrigerator. So there was no mirror on the act of hadlaka, which is the problem. So Pashas, that would be mutter. I think Rav Moshe, if I recall correctly, says that case is mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman raises the question why he thinks that case might be problematic. He says since the way the refrigerator is manufactured is that the light is part of the process of opening the door, the light goes on automatically, and now becomes part of the process of opening the door. You ask them to open the door, so included in that, different than your average secretion, which it's just happens to be in this scenario, it's inevitable. This is more than inevitable. This is always going to happen. And it was intentionally set up like that. So he's more machmer in that situation. He says that might be a problem of Amir La'akam. But other person can disagree, say that would be a good example of this concept, even though we're dealing with a malacha deraisa. Have a good day.